We are made wise not by the recollection of our past, but by the responsibility for our future. And guys, so wisdom is a weapon and it's a tool. Wisdom allows you to take blows, to give blows, and no one to repel, and no one to attack and assault. And it should be something that every man, regardless, even if they're MGTOW, you surround yourself with. And if you've listened to my videos before, you'll know that each Sunday I delve into a MGTOW Red Pill sermon taken from the Bible. And regardless of how you view the Bible, it's a red pill book that is not represented by the modern day presentation of what is in it. Because today you see the feminization of Western churches and everything it has to say. But it's actually a red pill stash. It's a pharmacy. And one of these pharmacies is Proverbs. And this is part of a mini series of sermons I've done from Proverbs. And I'm picking up Proverbs 7 in this one. And it's important to know that Proverbs was written by King Solomon. Okay, who was known to be a man of wisdom. But conversely, he was a man of foolishness. Women were his kryptonite, just as women had been for men for thousands of years. And today we will be reminded of this once again amongst a proverb about wisdom and receiving it, not refuting it, and mockers. Okay. So the first one we're going to look at is Proverbs 7, 24 through 27. The woman that strokes her ego. With persuasive words she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once he followed her like an ox to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. And right here, this is all we need to see. All these representations, okay, of maiming an animal, of capturing one, of killing one, okay, that was used at that time. And when you see a prisoner, if we're going to take this metaphor, being detained by a more powerful threat, maybe a dumb threat even, a fee-fi-fo-fum, what you see is that prisoner may be taking the route of trying to smooth talk with that power. Okay, maybe the detainer is stronger, they have a weapon, or just has the power to eradicate you imminently. And if you think that you're going to confront that person head on and handle them, you're wrong. It won't work, and you will suffer. You will die, and ultimately, you won't get what you want. And I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, and in The Hobbit, it's brought to my attention one of the most famous scenes is when Bilbo Baggins begins to do exactly what we see in this passage. He begins to smooth talk. Okay, that was the one way to give him enough time to stay around so that he could get what he wanted and then get out. And in today's relationships between many men and women, this is what you're seeing, okay? And what smooth talk does is it brings down your barriers. It brings down your attention, okay? It brings your guard down. It's insurrection. It's espionage. It's not Soviet Union brute force, okay? It's Q6 James Bond espionage. And when we see this take place between a man and a woman, the man's ego is stroked to the point where his defenses and the barriers in place between him and her, the trust barriers, okay, they're eroded. At that point, you don't know what's real, all right? And the more time that you spend with her, the more time that her tendrils, the more time that her stinger, the more time that her shelob stinger is going to slip into your flesh, and it's going to be too late. Okay, she has you. But don't be Smaug, don't be the dragon, and realize this. The dragon, if he had a trace of red pill cunning thought, he would have avoided the debacle. Okay, and that's all that it takes. Just a trace of it. So that's all you need to acquire. All right, just a little bit. But it needs to be grasped day in and day out. Okay, it has to be something internalized. And this is obviously a metaphor for what happens to us men. And what the forbidden fruit that many women are, the woman that adorns herself in all the perfumes, colors her hair, wears the glitter and gold can do. And I've seen that man before. The man that was brought down by this smooth talk, I've been that man before, and to believe that I was a perfect man, both in figure and in mind, okay? But as the stinger got closer to me and eventually gored me, it was too late, and I realized that I was mistaken. And you see a lot of this with love bombing, so they call it. All right, love bombing is seen to be this, and you see that with a lot of BPD. And many men have been this man or heard her voice. She was like a siren, okay? She was like a siren. She said, oh my gosh, the way that you speak, I don't think that I've ever heard a man be as reasoning or think that way. It's so intriguing. I don't know how you do it. You're perfect. You're so strong and unique. Found the perfect one. And we men, even when we strive for humility, we crave to be successful and to possess some power. At least that's very much coursing through my blood as a 24-year-old. And if one person can play that up, it's the female. It's the smooth talker, the greatest actresses in the world. And realize that this passage ends with a certain calling stating, little knowing it will cost him his life. And the thing about MGTOW, the thing about these callings, it's not just a matter of entertainment. Life is predicated on a few momentous situations in your life. It's also more so predicated on the decisions you don't even make. Okay, sometimes more than the ones you do. And it sounds backwards, but it applies here. Choose what's beneficial and choose to surround yourself with what is beneficial and be cunning. Okay, the black widow can smooth talk everywhere. All right, so the next one is Proverbs 9, 7 through 9. You can't waste your time. It's too valuable. But it manifests itself in a different way here. Whoever cracks a mocker invites insult. Okay, whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse, and do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you because they want to learn. They're willing to. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their listening. So understanding masculinity and what it actually means, being a strong man, being a mental warrior, I think that it's something required of you. And mental strength is being able to take rebuke. Okay. And one of these areas is being able to take that and apply it. No one is above reproach, and there's a difference between disagreement and disrespect. But more importantly here, who are you communicating with? You can make more money, but you can't make more time. And who you communicate with and spend your time with will help dictate that. And choose who you invest yourself into, and you will prosper or you will deteriorate. And so I'm going to make a quick couple examples here. The first one is from professional sports. If you look at the NFL, Coach Andy Reid, who is the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe that there are 9 coaches all told that have worked under him that have turned out to be head coaches in the NFL. 9. Okay? Think about that. Bottom line, some of the greatest in different fields of work today have all had people teach them directly. Okay? And I can't emphasize enough how going MGTOW is about when you are around people, and regardless if you're a monk or not, in most cases, you're going to have at least some contact. The influence of those around you is one of the most powerful influences on the planet. It might make you or it might break you, okay? It might deteriorate your mind. It might add to your mind. And I guarantee you that every single one of those guys will be able to challenge you and force you to form some strong rebuttal of some sort. And if they don't, then you're likely not going to be able to extrapolate much from them to propel you. And think of it this way. Maybe for some of you guys that have been through some serious divorces or have been through some bad breakups with girlfriends that you shouldn't have been with, think about whether or not they would have been able to take criticism. I'm not talking about criticism that they don't like moose tracks and only like Neapolitan. I'm not talking about this type of trivial nonsense. I'm talking about things of substance. I'm talking about things in which you have a valid argument, maybe about her spending habits, how she treats people. And if you have an argument and she can't see that and she snaps at you and she is above reproach in her mind, according to this passage, she's a mocker. And if you go further, if she's a mocker, she will hate you. Essentially, you're married to a mocker, and mockers don't have respect. Mockers possess disdain. The last one we're going to touch on here. Folly is an unruly woman. This is from Proverbs 9, 13 through 18. She is simple. She knows nothing. She doesn't know one thing, how to seduce. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city. You know that? The reason for that, she wants everyone to see her, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious, but little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. And Solomon is trying to save his son. He's trying to stop the cycle. And Solomon is writing these things because not only he had his mind torn and his kingdom diminished because of the infatuation with women and the power of lust in his mind, but because he had this in his lineage. Okay, he was trying to cut this. He was trying to end this. The beginning of this passage summarizes a huge portion of the reason that men will go MGTOW. In regards to female nature, understanding within the red pill, we use other things and compare things to define concepts. And folly is defined as that unruly woman. Okay, folly is poor decision making. If you look at the definition, it's seen as having no purpose. And the unruly woman is thus breaking from her natural purpose, which is to be respectful, to be modest, to be honorable. Okay, to not put herself in the highest places. And this is not discrimination. Okay. This is the calling for everyone, but when physical offerings carry the greatest weight and greatest power in the female If she's abusing this, she's acting out of folly, and she is diminishing her purpose. And this could almost be the origination of the word basic as we use it today, okay? The Urban Dictionary version of basic. Simple, not in a good way. Simple in the way we know it today with the word basic, without thought, without mind, without good application of knowledge and insight. And she does not ponder how to best use her time. Of course she doesn't. She sees herself as a taker, someone that can attract attention and to feed her own ego for her own gain. She wants to be seen. She pleads to be seen. And if this is the case with anyone that you are around, men and women, this is the person that you don't want to cultivate a relationship, because it says, let all who are simple come to my house, so those who have no sense. You can't reason with this woman, and you get translated into one of the dead. You transform. She is one of the carcasses. You create one of the carcasses that we see in Return of the King. Sorry to mention the movie again from Lord of the Rings. She keeps her carcasses in Shelob's lair stashed away. Okay? And there's trophies for her. All right? There is trophies. And the thing that is scary, okay, is that the percentage of these threats out there, the women and especially I've seen it in younger women, colleges and high schools and all throughout, many ages now, okay? There's more threat today. We know this. This is obvious. And right here, this is when you run. Many of us see her looks. We see her gaze and think, I'm upright. I'm righteous. I'm a good guy. I can take her beauty and have that for myself because of my influence, I'll be able to overcome that temptation. And don't be fooled. When you go MGTOW, you're not viewing yourself as a messiah. MGTOW is not about saving this woman, okay? These women. As I've said before today, the person will not accept rebuke. She will scoff. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. A line from Ty Dolla $ign. It's truth, though. MGTOW is about going your own way, finding those that will respect, rebuke, and heed wisdom to keep you away from those that praise your wisdom only to extract your soul at a later date. In conclusion, as I conclude, there's nothing new under the sun, guys. Apply these verses as you may. And if you have a story that can relate to these verses directly, I would love to hear it, discuss it, and relay it. And if you want to share that with me, if you want to share a story, and I want to get an ebook going regarding your testimonies about how you came to MGTOW and what MGTOW has done to benefit you, you know where to hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com and on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.